News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burke. The drug maker Pfizer is asking U.S. government regulators to allow emergency use of its COVID-19 vaccine, the first step toward eventually ending the pandemic. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Pfizer and its German partners say the vaccine appears 95% effective, and that, combined with a good safety record, means the vaccine should qualify for emergency use authorization, which the Food and Drug Administration can grant before final testing's done. If it's granted, the first vaccine shots could arrive as early as next month, with Pfizer estimating about 25 million will be available in the U.S. Moderna expects to seek emergency authorization for its own vaccine within weeks. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Drug maker Gilead's remdesivir should not be used for patients hospitalized with COVID-19, according to a World Health Organization panel. Reuters' Soria Ali reports.
A World Health Organization panel has removed the drug remdesivir from a list of medicines it recommends to developing countries, in this case for treating coronavirus patients. The news came just hours after the international body also confirmed that it does not believe the drug, made by pharmaceutical giant Gilead, should be used for any hospitalized COVID patient in any country, regardless of how ill they may be. And now a WHO panel is saying that remdesivir is costly, complex to administer, and there is no evidence that it improves survival or reduces the need for ventilation. Currently, the antiviral known by the brand name Veklury is one of only two medicines authorized to treat COVID-19 patients.
That's Reuters' Soria Ali. For more on these stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Coronavirus cases have surged in India's capital while the country has hit a grim milestone, recording 9 million infections. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
While the pace of recorded new cases overall in the country of 1.3 billion appears to be slowing, experts have cautioned that official figures may be offering false hope. In New Delhi, meanwhile, the disease is on the rise, with intensive care wards in big hospitals nearly at capacity, and the main crematorium packed. Health officials found this week that the prevalence of infections in markets was much higher than expected, and the city has added an average 6,700 new cases each day in recent weeks. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Thousands of people attended the funeral of a Belarusian protester in the country's capital, Minsk, the latest flashpoint in a months-long mass protest against President Alexander Lukashenko. Reuters' Adam Reed reports.
The death of 31-year-old Roman Bondarenko has become a flashpoint in months-long mass protests against President Alexander Lukashenko. Witnesses said Bondarenko was detained after a fight broke out in a playground over the removal of red and white ribbons representing the protest movement. He died in hospital last week after what protesters say was a severe beating by security forces. Thousands broke into applause as the coffin was carried out of the church. Mourners, some in tears, gathered at the burial site. Chants of long live Belarus also rang out by the graveside.
That's Reuters' Adam Reed. State legislators from Michigan headed to the White House as President Donald Trump makes an extraordinary and expected to be futile attempt to block Joe Biden's victory in the battleground state and subvert the results of the 2020 presidential election. At the White House, spokesperson Kayleigh McEnany said there is nothing wrong with the president meeting with legislators.
This is not an advocacy meeting. There will be no one from the campaign there. He routinely meets with lawmakers from all across the country.
President-elect Joe Biden's advisor Bob Bauer said any attempt to pressure the legislators into overturning the vote would be contemptible.
It's an abuse of office. It's an open attempt to intimidate election officials. It's absolutely appalling. Actually, in the context of all these losses and the record of failure that I just described, it's also pathetic.
The move is part of a flurry of legal activity in battleground states by Trump and his allies, none of it promising for the president. Be sure to log on to voanews.com for more. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.